Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Many Gospels tell us that Jesus had a difficult relationship with people in his own town of Nazareth because they didn't believe in him. But in the Gospel of Mark, there seems to be a particular tension with his extended family, his kinspeople. And by the way, that is what the word brothers means, not just siblings, but extended family as well. It seems that some cousins, aunts, and uncles were troubled by what they heard about Jesus. In Mark 3:21, they had already come out to bring him back, suspecting that he wasn't well mentally. And here they continued to proceed in the same way. It looks like a family intervention. They didn't trust his mission, and they seemed more concerned about the family reputation than about Jesus. Notice how they stood outside and called for him. They didn't even wait until he was finished. They intended Jesus to stop teaching and come out. So clearly they were taking the higher ground, demanding that Jesus focused his attention on them and left everything else aside. Well, that's something Jesus would not accept. He was aware of the high dignity of his mission. He would not allow his relatives to take priority over the mission he had received from the Father. And it wasn't that Jesus wanted to slight his relatives. He was not implying that family didn't count or anything like it. It was the other way around. It was Jesus not allowing his relatives to downplay the value of his mission and his identity as the Son of God. Finally, Jesus said that all his disciples, all who are united to him by faith, have equal access to him as anyone in his kinspeople could have. Many people struggle today because their family opposes their faith. So you can use this gospel meditation to reflect on this. First, ask yourself, are you treating your family with charity, fairness, and kindness? Are you patient with them, even when their defects show? Are their demands on you reasonable or are they excessive? And that's where you may need to draw the line. Because there are things that are reasonable, that you can go to Mass, or attend a Bible study, or pray in your room. But then in some other things, they may have a fair point, and it may be reasonable for you to consider what they request.